But when you think about the advent of the internet, I mean, really, Netscape landed on the desktop in most businesses in 1995 and 1996, so less than 15 years ago. And now our work has been fundamentally changed in terms of how people share information, how they connect to each other, the kinds of penetration that happens, you know, across silos outside the organization. I remember being involved with a communications plan for the senior team at the World Bank, the president and his subordinates. And one of the things we cautioned them was we said, you know, in the old days you could spin information. And now if you try and do that, what will happen is you'll be inside a fishbowl and all your staff will be watching you spin it. And now, you know, Google, Amazon.com, many of these organizations are using the principles that you're talking about, and they're achieving extraordinary profits. But beyond that, they're doing amazing things. I mean, you know, gathering the sum total of human knowledge and making it available to children in third world countries. This is creating just-in-time training around the globe that doesn't require the kind of financial resources that have been required since the dawn of the industrial age, you know. And so we're going to see visionaries appearing all over the world who are going to have the right information in the right way that they can make sense of it and apply it. And so bring us back then to kind of the average organization, you know, that is looking at this different way of doing things, starting to read about it by reading people like you, Steve, and starting to move on it and have those conversations in their organizations. Is it, can people who are operating in an organization where many people are not familiar with this, can they realize productivity gains even within their teams and their units?
Well, I think the firms that have been most successful in implementing it implement it in a carefully phased way. I was talking with one executive. He worked in a big investment bank, and he saw this being implemented, but it was kind of rammed down people's throats from the top down, and there was a big counter reaction. And it was a very messy situation. And he left and joined a financial services firm. He was now in charge of about 1,000 people. And he saw that the culture was fairly collaborative. And so he got a mandate from the organization to introduce it. He introduced it in one team only. Got that team humming and buzzing with energy. And once that was happening, everyone else wanted it. Everyone had to have it. Everyone wanted the gains in productivity, the better working conditions. When a team like that is coming to a release, which normally in software is a huge, frantic, hectic period.
Panic.
I mean, these teams are gliding to closure. Everything is totally calm because it's totally under control and everything's well done well in advance. And so people want that. They want that for their working life. And so I asked them, well, how many of your 1,000 people are now operating in this mode after 18 months? And it's all of them. Every single team is now in this mode. So it's by example, by getting it set up right, doing it carefully, getting it done well and thoroughly in one good example, and then using that example to spread it across the organization.
And that's where you see the rapidity. That's where you see the tremendous speed. And that's, again, that's the difference between managing something through a project timeline versus the interaction and allowing people to watch each other and allowing the excitement to spread and helping it to spread.